Recording 1. I know that many homeowners carry out these works on their own, but I can't imagine doing this ourselves. First of all, it's dangerous. Secondly, we want to be sure that all the works are carried out correctly, so that we are not left with faulty wiring or damaged cables. My husband will carry out only smaller, simple jobs like installing light switches, light fittings, and wall lights. All other jobs related to the service head, fuses, wiring, circuit, etc. will be left to a qualified professional. Recording 2. We are just about to start one of the most important stages in building our home. Not only will it make our home more energy efficient, but it will also help to reduce our heating bills later on. We are planning to use our loft as a living space, therefore we will lay mineral wool at the roof level. We will also apply an insulating render over external walls, as well as install polyurethane foam between the joists underneath the floor. Recording 3. Now, when our house is almost ready and we are just about to move in, we need to take care of its surroundings. We will do a lot of these works ourselves. We will, for example, rake the topsoil, lay the turf to form the lawns, as well as plant our garden. When it comes to the laying of patio areas and paved or shingled paths, we are going to leave it to experienced professionals. We are also considering a small pond with some fish in it. It would be lovely. Recording 4. Before we install engineered floor coverings in your house, we have to ensure that your subfloor is well prepared. It should be level and free from imperfections. We will also perform a moisture test on your subfloor to check whether the base is sufficiently dry. What you can do is to allow your floorboards to acclimatize in the installation area. Just store them in a flat position inside the packaging in which they were delivered for several days. Your flooring will be then less likely to encounter issues with heat expansion or contraction. Recording 5. Once you have arranged a water and sewage connection to your new house, we will be able to start all the major works related to the water supply, sewage, and drainage systems. It's better you leave first fix to the professionals who will take care of pipes, drains, vents, soil stacks, etc. If you are a do-it-yourself enthusiast, then you may, for example, make the final connections when installing sanitary facilities.